Something unusual unfolded in Turkey last weekend. The country's ruling party was defeated in several local elections across the country. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Justice and Development Party, commonly known as the AKP, lost the mayorship of major cities, including the country's capital, Ankara. The string of defeats is widely seen as a referendum on Erdogan, the strongman president who's been in power for nearly two decades. Joining me now from Istanbul is Borzu Daragahi. He is an international correspondent for The Independent, covering the Middle East, Europe, and North Africa. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Borzu.
It's my pleasure.
All right, what were some of the areas where Turkish people were voting against Erdogan's party, the AKP?
One thing I should just adjust, I wouldn't say necessarily that the AKP lost the elections. They were still the biggest party. They got the highest number of votes. And the coalition that they have, the alliance they have with the National Movement Party, MHP as it's known, did get a majority of votes nationwide. However, these were municipal elections, so, you know, how people voted in various districts didn't really matter. What mattered was, you know, who won what. And at least seven or so big cities, metropolitan areas, flipped from the control of either the AKP or its partner, the MHP, toward opposition groups, especially the CHP, the People's Republican Party. And Ankara, very decisively, the opposition party won. And Istanbul, it appears, according to the vote tally, the CHP won, the opposition won, but via a very tiny sliver. And right now there's a recount and the vote is being disputed by the main party, the government party.
And how seriously should we take these claims by the AKP?
It's tough to say. On the one hand, they have their arguments. On the other hand, none of these arguments surfaced until after the vote count was done. All of a sudden, they start talking about irregularities, whereas during election day, there was no allegations of major irregularities. Istanbul is saturated with media and observers and people at the ballot boxes. There's not a single ballot box in the city that was not being closely watched the whole time. So this allegation coming after the results that were unfavorable to AKP, it's rather suspect.
So at the very least, what we're talking about seems to be a changing narrative regarding Erdogan's hold over the country.
Well, I think even he would acknowledge that. And in his sort of speeches after the election results started coming out, he was rather uncharacteristically kind of soft in his tone, acknowledged that there were some lessons here that we should learn, did not mention Istanbul as one of the cities that his party had won out and out. So, I mean, one thing that I suspect, and I've seen it also reported in various media here, as well as in statements by opposition politicians, is that there's actually a fight within the AKP. Those who are like, well, we lost fair and square, let's give it to them. And those more, you know, younger, hardline people who are basically saying, you know, no, let's not give it to them. We don't want to give up Istanbul and so on. So I think there's a little bit of a rift there in terms of how the ruling party is dealing with this apparent loss.
Let's take a second to look at some economic indicators. In the third quarter of 2018, Turkey's GDP shrank by 1.6%. And then in the fourth quarter, it shrank by 2.4%. Meanwhile, inflation has been at 20% for months, and the Turkish lira lost more than a quarter of its value in 2018. None of this bodes well for the ruling party, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's in general, that would be the case. But, you know, it's Turkey and you have this sort of right-wing populist moment across Turkey and the rest of the world, many parts of the U.S. as well, where identity politics trumps interests. And I think that's the card that the AKP played during this elections and previous elections. And, you know, one main argument that they would keep making is that the economic troubles that Turkey is suffering are because of this sort of foreign conspiracy. The U.S. is waging a dollar war against Turkey. The bankers of the world are conspiring against Turkey and so on. And that might have played well with the base. But I think that in general, because Erdogan has his 40% supporters, maybe 38%, but, you know, he had to also build inroads into other communities beyond his base to really win this election and previous elections. And that argument didn't really work well with the so-called swing voters.
What are you hearing from people who are celebrating these results as a win? What are the big issues that drove the polls to such high numbers?
Well, I think economics, as you pointed out, was a huge factor in the elections. And then, we're talking about an 84% turnout, which is maybe a lesson for the U.S. for a municipal election. I think economic factors, but also this sense that people are just kind of tired of Erdogan. He's been in power for 17 years. He chose, it didn't have to be this way, to make this local election a referendum on himself and his rule. And he, very aggressively pursued that philosophy throughout the campaign. And I think people are tired of his slogans, his constant presence on TV. He's just constantly talking. And people, I think, are a little tired of it.
These are local elections, right? So why are they important?
I mean, I think that's a good question. By and large, Turkish politics is very local. There's a lot of local issues that are delegated to local governments and so on. It's not as centralized as some other governments. But I think that, in the case of Istanbul itself, Turkey doesn't have a lot of oil. There's no big machinery for making a lot of money in this country other than just regular stuff, banking, construction, et cetera, regular sectors. But one thing that has emerged as a very dynamic way of making a lot of money and building a political machine is real estate in Istanbul. And over the last quarter century, Erdogan's AK Party has managed to create an art out of, giving zoning variances to various companies that then later on become political supporters, giving sort of big, huge mega development deals to various international consortiums that then become partners with the government on various issues and so on. And so he has managed to build his political machine on Istanbul real estate. And in that sense, Istanbul is very important. Even Erdogan himself has said he who controls Istanbul controls Turkey.
But he won't face another election until 2023. So is it clear how these elections are going to impact the country?
I mean, I don't think anything is clear now. They're still counting and things could all really go south. And they have in the past in Turkey. And, I have an operating theory that nothing good happens anymore in this part of the world. So I'm myself kind of darkly pessimistic about anything good coming out of this election or anything else. But that maybe is just my, sort of psychosis after all these years here. But I think that's one of the reasons for this split within the AKP. Erdogan, he's got his job. He's got his gig. Four more years. He's 65. Why not kick back and relax? Meanwhile, you have these AKP young guns who are pushing for this recount and perhaps pushing for something even more extreme.
Borzu Daraga, he is an international correspondent for The Independent, and he joined us for the latest on municipal elections in Turkey. Thanks, Borzu.
Always a pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.